Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Logan Adams joining us. And Logan, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for taking time and joining us on Let's Talk About It. A little different Let's Talk today. We're going to be talking about drones, the technology, what it is, how people can get involved, the difference between commercial and hobbyist. There's a lot of different things as far as drone technology goes. It's a very exciting and very new technology. And Logan is going to join us today to talk about this. And first of all, Logan, let's hear about your experiences with drones and kind of your work with drones that you've
had. All right. I've always been, as long as I can remember, an aviation geek. You did the whole thing in Boy Scouts and made paper airplanes constantly as a kid and all those little things, learning about the multiple forces on aircraft. As I got older, I'd play with RC toy helicopters and stuff. And then I saw this industry growing and I thought I should really jump into this and offer these services. I could offer some value to people. So last year I studied for several months and in March I passed what's called the Part 107 test. And I was certified as a remote pilot by the Federal Aviation Administration. I got my license in my wallet, and that requires passing the test and a background check to make sure you're not up to anything bad, I'd hope. But that's about where I am. I started my business Mercury Pick last year. I'm looking for people whom I can provide value to with a view from the sky.
Excellent. Very good. So, Logan, again, today joining us on Let's Talk. Obviously, you've had experiences with it before. You've had an interest in it. And, you know, we know drone technology is constantly changing, constantly evolving. And you did point out that you did get your commercial license. Do you want to explain for our listeners the difference between being commercially licensed and just having a drone as a hobby?
Yes. The FAA has different sets of rules for all this. If you're just flying for fun, you know, you're a hobbyist, and that has its own set of rules. It's much easier to do that. For any small aircraft between roughly half a pound and 55 pounds, you can buy it at the store. You are now required by law to register it with the FAA, and then you can just go fly anywhere you want. If you're within 5 miles of an airport, you are required to notify the airport management of what you're up to. If you're commercial, it's a totally different set of rules. It's much more strict, especially for airspace. I have an authorization for the FAA to operate within the airspace around Jamestown Regional Airport. I also have one for Fargo, but I have a very detailed map from the FAA about where I can fly and how high in that area. For Jamestown, it's roughly 2 miles from the airport is a no-go zone, and then radiating out from there, it's different areas of permission getting higher and higher, limited to 400 feet within the airspace.
That's about total. The max that you can go.
Yes.
Okay.
For anyone with an UAS, it's 400 feet, with one exception. That is, let's say you're near a radio tower, and that tower is 1,000 feet tall. Well, as long as you're within 400 feet of the tower, you could get up to, say, you know, 1,400 feet by that tower.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's already marked on maps for aviation on sectional charts, so it's safer for your aircraft to be that high to, say, inspect the tower.
Right, because it's already been identified by any other aviation or FAA and everything
like that. Yes, the FAA publishes sectional charts that show any sort of radio tower.
Okay.
So it's already marked for them.
Excellent. Very good. Again, Logan Adams joining us on Let's Talk. We're talking about drones, how to get involved, what it is. It's just, again, a very exciting technology, Logan, and you've obviously, you have that passion for it, we can tell. What would you say for an individual who wants to use drone technology? Because more and more people are using it for, you know, agriculture, for businesses. They do have to have that commercial license, you're saying?
Yes. If you want to use it for any sort of business or nonprofit purpose, you have to have the license. The way the FAA defines it is, if it's any furtherance of any sort of business or organization, you must be certified. If you're flying just for fun for yourself, you can just fly as a hobbyist. Either way, you need to you need to register your aircraft. And if you're commercial, there are more steps you have to go through to
of
register.
Course, yeah, right.
But yeah, you have to go through all those steps if you want to fly.
So what does it take for an individual who wants to take that next step from hobbyist to becoming commercial to use it for, you know, everything like that?
You have to start studying. You have to, like, there were, when they first offered this license back in, was it late 2016?
Okay.
There were guys who passed the test the first day because they'd been nerding out on this stuff for a long time.
Yeah.
It took me about 3-4 months of hard studying,
yeah,
all the materials, learning sectional charts, and then I took the test and passed.
Okay. So it's not entirely impossible for anybody who wants to take that next step.
Yeah. It was a good challenge to pass it, yeah, I'll tell you that. but I was thrilled when I got my thing. I'm like, I'd been watching like YouTube videos of guys who went there and and tried and failed, and how devastated they were.
Well, that's extra motivation. Does it cost anything to have a commercial license?
Yes, it lasts for 2 years, and you pay $150 to take the test.
Okay. Wow, and every time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
If you fail,
so I have to renew in a little over a year.
Okay. And obviously that seems, you know, that seems what it should be, knowing that drone technology, again, constantly changing.
Yeah. And when it comes to the way this technology is growing, the FAA is having to move at light speed compared to what it used to.
Yeah.
This is all new territory in terms of what these things can do and how we're going to adapt to having them in our airspace.
For sure. And going into that, again, Logan Adams joining us on Let's Talk. Safety has been a big thing, you know, with drone enthusiasts, with the FAA, and anybody who's been involved with drones and using drones.
Yes. The FAA is very cautious about this. One of the best things I got from all that studying for my test was the attitude about safety and putting the fear of God into me about the things I'm using and how to make sure we can eliminate any unnecessary risk. Thanks to those training materials, I realized that I really need to have a good safety plan. I need to have safety checklists that I go through every time I fly anywhere where people could be.
Yeah.
Anywhere there's anything of value, you know, anything short of out in the middle of nowhere.
Wow. So yeah, safety very important with this, and you know, not with this Let's Talk, Logan. You don't want to scare people into not getting into drones, because again, having it be a new technology and something so exciting to get into, these are just steps that they're taking, precautions that they're taking.
It's about being overly cautious, and by being so cautious, taking all these steps, that's how you prevent anything small from getting big.
Yeah.
The full size aircraft, you see huge checklists all the time. That's why we have such a safe commercial air travel system, is because of the diligence that pilots and air crews and ground crews put into the system.
It's the safety part of it.
Yes, and that's why I will do a lot of research of any job, of the territory. I will go to the location. I will identify any hazards before I fly. And there have been jobs where I've had to put off or refuse to do because I could not do it safely or within the law.
Okay. Yeah. And so there is a lot of things that go behind it. Again, Logan Adams joining us here on Let's Talk About It, talking about drone and drone technology. Logan, I think we should open it up, if you're comfortable. If anybody has questions about drones or anybody wants to contact you about anything like that, are there some ways they can get a hold of you for that?
Well, they can go to my website, mercurypic.com. That's mercurypic.com. And I have contact info there.
Awesome.
I would love to help any budding pilot who's interested in learning and make sure they do it in a safe and responsible manner.
For sure.
When people just pick up an aircraft and fly without knowing what they're doing, the risks can be unnerving. There was an example this past year of a fella in New York who took a drone off the shelf and on his, I think it was his very first flight with this aircraft, took it out way out past line of sight where you're supposed to keep it where you can see the air it's in and right, the aircraft. He took it way out past that to where he couldn't see it, had no idea where it was. And on the way back, it hit a U.S. military helicopter and caused considerable damage. Fortunately, it landed safely.
Yeah.
But I don't want to think what could have happened.
No, and nobody wants to think about that. So that's why the safety precautions and everything like that. So not just anybody can walk into a store, purchase a drone, and just go off with it.
Anyone could buy it, yes.
Right, anybody can buy it, but they do have to be mindful of all those different
rules. It's important that they are, yes.
One thing I did want to clarify, Logan, that I just now thought about, even if you're a hobbyist, you still have to register your drone?
Yeah, now you do.
You do, okay.
That actually was a bit of a point of contention.
Yeah.
The FAA first did that via like their regulatory process a couple years ago. They got struck down in the courts, and then what just happened just about a month ago, President Donald Trump signed into law that hobbyists have to do it.
Okay.
So now it's settled law.
Okay. But again, there is the difference between commercial and being a hobbyist. But Logan, is there anything else you want to briefly cover? I know we kind of covered a wide variety of things as far as drones and everything, but again, a very exciting technology. Anything else you wanted to maybe mention real quick before we wrapped up?
Yes, the FAA has great resources on their website. They have apps, one called Before You Fly, that will check your location and let you know if any active problems are with the airspace, whatever you need to do. Just go find what the FAA has to say and read up on what the rules are before you fly, and that can avoid a lot of unnecessary financial and physical pain.
Perfect. Very good. Well, Logan, I look forward to probably talking with you as drone technology continues to go, because you're a wealth of information. So we appreciate you joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.